When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Dude, you sent me this tweet during one of the breaks, and I'm looking at it now. College football playoff starts tonight.
Yeah.
At Notre Dame. We're going to get to the Texans here in a second, but this is, it's snowing there, first of all.
Yeah.
Now, Ross Tucker, there's a video of cars lined up down Notre Dame Avenue, like, at 7 in the morning this morning. Mm-hmm. So there's people that are trying to get in and will get into the parking lot 12 hours before the kickoff. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some really drunk people at this game. This just in, Ross Tucker replies to the tweet with a video. Going to be interesting to see how the boys from Southern Indiana handle this cold weather. That's a good line.
I gotta go through and read the comments of the people that didn't realize that was a joke.
There's only one reply to it that I see.
Point out like basic geography.
It snows in Bloomington, bro.
Very first reply. Yeah.
Very first reply.
God, people are
Ross
stupid.
Can take it though. Like Ross.
I can't. No, it constantly astounds me. Like how many. Because the assumption there is that guy thinks that Ross Tucker is so stupid.
Yes.
And that's the problem is you see so many genuinely stupid things on social media that if you don't know the person, a lot of times sarcasm, you just assume like, oh, this is just another one of those idiots.
The bar ain't high, man. The bar is not high.
So they think that Ross Tucker is dumb enough to not.
Yes.
They think that there's a huge climatological difference
I guess. My big takeaway from this video. There's an appetite for the college football playoff.
Well, it looked like there was a good chunk of snow on the field, too. So I don't know how it's going to go during the day, but it might be a snowball. Who knows?
Could be fun, man. Could be. Well, and we've got three cold weather games coming up out of these four.
Yeah.
You know, the only one that's not cold weather is the one that's going to be in Austin between the Longhorns and the Clemson Tigers. But you've got Indiana, Notre Dame tonight. You've got SMU going to Penn. I'm assuming it's snowing in Happy Valley right now. So you got a Dallas-based team going up to Penn State to play a game.
Yeah.
Where, by the way, the tickets are only like, you can get into that game for like $35. It's crazy, the
really?
Dichotomy. Yes, it's wild, the dichotomy of the interest level in the games. You would think Penn State would be one of these places, and it probably has more to do with them playing SMU.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's playing Indiana. So you got two fan bases that are right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still like at least several hundred dollars, if not four figures, to get into the Notre Dame game.
It's interesting, too, when it's, you're getting these home games, but it's a time when school's not in session.
Yeah.
And, like, I wonder on some of these schools, depending on whether the students are allowed to stay in the dorms or not.
I can tell you.
You know, yeah.
They can tell you. Notre Dame had, about midway through the season, when it looked like they had a decent percentage chance of getting into the playoffs, they announced that they were extending how long the students could stay on campus after finals.
Oh, so you could stay in your dorm room.
Stay in your dorm room, yeah.
Okay.
So because they want the student section there. That's the loudest part of the stadium.
Yeah.
So at least I know that's how Notre Dame is handling it.
I mean, there are more students than usual, though, too, that are probably kind of like, I'll sell my tickets for this one.
For sure.
So they're, I don't know if you need a student ID to get it, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fun, man. I don't care. Like, whatever your argument is about whether you're for or against a 12-game playoffs or
football,
man, enjoy it this weekend.
Hell
this
yeah.
is like this is lined up really well.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And great venues, too, man.
What are you guys, when you were at Notre Dame, You know, usually, you know, if you're in a college town, the students will call the people that live there the townies.
Benders.
Oh, Benders. So South Benders.
South Bend. They're Benders.
Is there a North Bend?
No.
Oh.
No. It's the South Bend of a river. That the St. Joseph's River bends to the south.
Yeah.
There. So they call it South Bend. Yeah, okay. They're Benders. And a lot of them don't like
They don't like crazy. The fancy lad students over there, right? Yeah.
At least back in my day, they didn't.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they've had some meetings since then, like the Wildlings, you know, meeting with all the, you know, the Starks down there in Game of Thrones, and they've come to some agreements on things. Not back in my day.
The Benders.
The Benders hated us. Yeah.
I would just call it the whole Stadies, like anybody from the state of Indiana.
Stadies?
Or which I'm introducing a bill to that they should change their name to Native Americania, instead of this politically incorrect name they have for themselves, these Indianans.
Yes. It's weird. The Benders like the Notre Dame football team, but they don't like the student body there. At least when I was there. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Like you said, fancy.
Well, they probably feel, and they probably like a lot of the football players because they're not like your typical Notre Dame student.
Some of them are not. You're right about that. They also like the economic impact of being able to park cars on their lawns on game day and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of money that comes into the town
because
of football. So they probably like, we all like money, right? We can all agree on that.
I only had one minor dating experience with a townie when I was in college, and it was when
in Ithaca
I spent some time with a young lady who turns out was married with children. I found out afterwards.
After
I hung out with her,
hung out.
She kind of just casually mentioned it. I was like, I gotta get home. Oh yeah, wow, what you got going on? Oh, my husband's coming back tomorrow morning.
Okay. I was
like, oh, son of a what the ah. I gotta watch my back the rest of the time I'm here.
I like this.
What the hell? Yeah.
That runs a little contrary to your Mrs. Robinson lack of awareness stories from yesterday.
Well, I'd grown by then.
Yeah.
That was later.
You're like 20 at that point.
Well, plus those Mrs. Robinson moments where I wasn't quite ready to read the situation.
Yeah.
That was when I was stone cold sober in the middle of a work day.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's different when it's 12 p.m. at the clubhouse.
Out and about.
Yeah.
Ithaca, what do they call them in Ithaca? Townies.
Townies.
Just townies?
Yeah, I think it is, if I remember
correctly. Not ifies or thackies or anything.
Townies or just the woman that's going to get me murdered. Those are the two things that I used.
Dude, yeah. Was that the last you saw of her?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't keep it going?
I don't think I was
a little disappointed.
Sean, I don't think I was her first foray into the extramarital world. I think it was she knew what was she knew how to handle her business.
Thought we were a thing.
It was like I didn't feel as bad about it cuz the way she was so casual about it and wasn't like, you know, demanding my phone number or anything.
Right.
It was just kind of like, "Oh, this was her Friday night thing." Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which version of the Houston Texans do you trust more? Going into if the postseason were to start tomorrow, which version of the Texans do you trust more? Do you trust this version 2024 more than last year's version 2023?
Oh,
to make a playoff run.
I trust this season more just because the defense is hitting their stride at the right time, and that's without Azeez Alshire. In that if they're going to make a run this year, it's going to be with an absurdly impressive defensive performance, and you got to do it in multiple weeks. Man, no matter how good you are as a defense, it's hard to take the ball away multiple times against good opponents for an entire playoff run.
Right.
But I think that, they're more capable of genuinely standing up and making the Ravens uncomfortable. And even though the Ravens defensively aren't as good this year, I think that the Texans defense can make the Ravens as a team more uncomfortable. They can make the Chiefs more uncomfortable or the Bills than any part of the Texans team last year could.
Yeah.
So I feel better about it. I don't feel awesome, but I think I can at least see an avenue.
They're not as good as the teams that are in front of them in the standings. I'm not breaking any news with that. Nor were they last year when they were the 4 seed either. But if I ask myself, so when you're the lesser team and you're having to win in Buffalo or Baltimore or Kansas City, I say, okay, what's something that we do at an elite level that could lead the way? You know, and I look at last year's team, and boy, what a great story it was. And they were a good team, and C.J. Stroud was excellent, especially for a rookie. But I don't know that team did anything at an elite level offensively or defensively.
Uh-huh.
Good special teams, obviously. They rush the passer at an elite level. They have corners and safeties that defend at an elite level,
especially.
And and they turn teams over as a defense at an elite level.
They're second in the league in interceptions. Right. So you want to talk about elite. They're actually the run defense. The run defense is one of those tricky things where, depending on which stat you look at, it doesn't tell the whole story. But they're a much better run defense than it probably feels like, because of some of the big runs they've allowed at inopportune times. But like on a down-by-down basis, they've been very good against the run. But the calling card is the turnovers. So when you look at, because people will say, well, hey, look, they were close. It was a one-score game with the Lions. Yes, and how was that? It was because they intercepted Goff five times. Mm-hmm. As a team, they didn't play all that well. But the defense took the ball away from Jared Goff five times. Like, that's the kind of, those are the kinds of performances you're going to have. That's how they were within one score of the Lions.
Yeah, and the way you complement that version of Texans football or Texans defense, to me, first and foremost, is just protect the football offensively.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't give the football away. How are we feeling about the 2024 version of C.J. Stroud going into the postseason versus last year's version?
Okay, so, you know, that's a very interesting question because it hasn't been on the trajectory that we were hoping for, obviously. And you can tie a lot of that to pass protection. You can tie some of that, I think, to play calling still. But when you factor all of those things into it, it's been a really hard environment in which to operate. So I look at it too. I don't expect a performance like he had versus the Browns. Which let's remember too, that started off with really good defense first that sparked the offense. The offense wasn't really doing a whole lot in that game. But then if he finds himself in a situation like he is, like last year versus the Ravens, in a weird way, I almost feel better about it because he's dealt with that all season long.
Yeah, we'll be foreign to him.
They might be better suited to figure it out. It's just, I do not feel. It's really hard for me to muster up anything positive about the offense right now.
Where is CJ, the seven teams that are going to be in the AFC playoffs, where is CJ among the quarterbacks that are going to be in there? You got the Chiefs. I don't think you can make a case right now that Mahomes, Allen, and Lamar Jackson, I mean, they're all above CJ Stroud, obviously. Two of them are in the MVP conversation, and the other one has won three Super Bowls in the last 5 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The other ones are interesting. You know, like Russell Wilson is going to be in the playoffs. You know, he's been better with the Steelers. He's won a bunch of games. But I've watched
him without George Pickens.
I mean, right. Yeah. I was at a game where he didn't have George Pickens. And they won, but it didn't look all that
right,
good.
Right.
You know, he had like 80 yards in the first half of total offense in that game. Where are we with Justin Herbert and C.J. Stroud? Who do you trust more in that instance? Because Bo Nix is at the bottom for me.
You know, and Herbert did well last night, but they've kind of fallen off a cliff offensively in general over the last five games.
Yeah.
So, do I feel better about? And it's hard to separate the quarterback from the squad around him.
Yep.
I'd still feel better about Justin Herbert at this point.
Would
than C.J. Stroud in this passing offense?
Yeah. Very even, I think. You know, I'd be glad that they would have home field advantage in that situation. I do think NRG Stadium, I can see what you're saying about Herbert versus Stroud just in a vacuum. I do think there's something to be said that Justin Herbert, Bo Nix, you know, maybe Russell Wilson, maybe Lamar Jackson, but certainly Justin Herbert and Bo Nix have to come to NRG Stadium and do it.
Mm-hmm.
This pass defense has been super elite at NRG Stadium, you know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So I'm
the biggest difference really between Herbert and Stroud right now is that Herbert's protected the ball better. He's only thrown three interceptions. They're within one of it on touchdown passes. They're right about it. They're the same level. But just Herbert's had a more efficient year. Yep. That might be the most glaring difference.
Text message. CJ is back. He's checking down, taking the open option, and he's trusting the left side of the line now.
How many points did they score last week?
20.
And how many yards?
180-something.
Minus 181,
including a 35-yard fake punt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that we're giving them the fake punt in that 181 yards.
I think, like, so last week's performance and then 2 weeks before against the Titans, that's not any version of back and here we go and that's where we are. Maybe that guy's saying that aspirationally, like, this is the week that it clicks. But just the entire passing offense right now, there's just they're not back. I don't know. They were never there. They're just, I don't know what it is, but they're not back there, here, over there, anything.
No, I mean, the only thing I could
say
purgatory.
Is,
right, well, they've protected the football. Like, he hasn't thrown a pick in the last two games.
Yeah.
But I don't think we came into the season thinking that late in the season in December that the thing we'd be saying about C.J. Stroud is, he didn't throw any picks in these two games. We're talking about the rookie who threw the least amount of picks for any rookie last season. So I'm with you. I'm curious what people think. Do you trust this version of the Texans more to get, say, to an AFC title game than you trusted last year's version?
I trust this version, but it's all because the defense is so opportunistic.
Yeah, yep. That's okay.
And then I think I can get a big play out of Joe Mixon here and there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, a tank in the return game.
Yes.
Something is going to happen. I'm feeling it. I don't know if it's this weekend. There will be as long as they keep him back there, there's going to be a Tank Dell either return for a touchdown or a game. Maybe it happens this weekend where neither team is getting loose on offense, but then Tank all of a sudden gives you a big punt return to swing the field position, get you a cheapo touchdown.
Yeah.
I think that's happening, man.
This team right now.
He looked good on all three of his punt returns.
The reason they've been able to win nine games, a large part of it is that they're in the top three in the league in turnover margin. Mm-hmm. So protecting the football is paramount and just continue to just take advantage of your opportunities. Hey, they did a good job at that last week. They had to. The only really meaningful offense was C.J. Stroud to Nico Collins in the red zone.
That's it.
Just those two passes. That was pretty much it. And you relied on the defense to get you down there.
So. Yes, their leading receiver was Joe Mixon with 5 catches for 33 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the video of the funny guy that does the NFL videos for preview?
This
okay.
Week,
yeah, he literally, this is how paltry the passing numbers were for the Texans. I think he literally showed like every completion. He showed at least like one completion to each guy.
Yeah.
And like Tank Dell had 2 catches for 26 yards. Nico Collins, 4 for 17 yards. And with each guy, Robert Woods, 1 catch for 12. I'm like, it got more and more depressing. I'm like, is there anybody who's cracked like the 30-yard mark? And then the last one. And Joe Mixon led the way with 5 catches for 33 yards. I'm like, oh.
I'm trying not to think too far into the future and just try to focus on, you know, like this season and everything. But like when you do look into the offseason, I mean, there's just they have to make some kind of change.
Yes.
There's no excuse to have this assemblage of talent, not to mention just money spent on all of these guys. And I would include when Stephon Diggs was still there and in the building and contributing. There, you just can't look at that and figure, well, we just need more reps and time.
Right.
It's inexcusable.
Text message. I'm blindly optimistic. Bobby hasn't opened up the offense.
That would be good.
That's as blind as it gets.
Boy, he is playing it cool, isn't he?
Yes. Close to the vest.
Hold.
Hold. So we get to the three three games in 10 days.
D'Amico's like, hey, we just picked off Jared Goff for the fifth time. Should we unleash the special playbook? Or should we lose a game in which we picked off the quarterback five times?
How about now?
Yeah. Hold!
Kids, go watch Braveheart. It's a great movie.
That's a Gladiator one, too.
Yeah.
The two things to be a 90s-era action hero in an historical drama. One, you got to have a dead wife. And two, you got to be yelling hold at some point.
Right, right.
You have to demonstrate your restraint.
Yes.
That everything else is like, you're keeping your cool while everybody else is freaking out.
Then when the hold comes off, you're unhinged.
Yes!
Unhinged!
You got to go psycho.
Yes. Psycho. All right. Next head coaching odds for these three jobs. Would you take this job if you knew that the owner was using Madden scores to grade whether or not his team should make a trade? I don't know that the favorite for this job would stand for that. And where does Bobby Slowick stand on all these odds boards for head coaching jobs? We'll get to that coming up next.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.